The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod has settled into orbit again for a look at the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unreservedly geeky. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your tour guide as we relive what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1978, the U.S. Air Force launched one of the first forerunners of GPS satellites, Navistar 1. Originally intended to provide finely detailed location information for battlefield assets to the military, this was the first of four Navistar satellites launched in 1978 alone. It wasn't until the 1990s that civilian users could access GPS data. In 1980, Corvus Systems rolled out a revolutionary network hard drive for Apple II computers. For $5,000, you could get up to 10 whole megabytes of storage in a massive device that required its own power supply. For an additional charge, you could even purchase a data backup device that slowly striped backup data to video cassettes. Surely this was the way data would be stored in the future. Meanwhile, in the future, Space Shuttle Columbia lifted off on the 75th shuttle flight, which included a test of a tethered satellite flown from Columbia's cargo bay.
Go for main engine. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And we have liftoff of the Space Shuttle Columbia, continuing space research through tethered satellite technology.
Just one problem. The tether broke. The video of the satellite floating away has been recycled on YouTube as proof that UFOs exist. Sorry, but no. Born on this day in 1918, radio and TV announcer Don Pardo. If he was here, he could tell you what you've won. Born in 1959, actor Kyle MacLachlan, the star of Twin Peaks and Dune.
How are you?
Well, Audrey, to be perfectly honest, I'm tired and a little on edge.
Oh, I got a job.
Good for you.
And I thought maybe now I could help you with your case. Guess where I'm going?
Audrey, you'll have to excuse me this morning. I'm running late. I only have time for coffee.
Well, maybe I could go with you.
Well, Wednesdays were traditionally a school day when I was your age.
I can't believe you were ever my age.
I've got the pictures to prove it.
And born in 1968, Star Trek Voyager actress Jeri Ryan. Artist Andy Warhol died on this day in 1987. Pioneering Warner Brothers animator Chuck Jones died in 2002. And in 2015, one of the engineering and programming pioneers behind the Atari 2600 video game system died, Steve Bristow. Before rising to the position of Vice President of Engineering at Atari, he had also created such early arcade hits as Tank and Indy 800, as well as the first video game with a maze, Atari's Gotcha. On this day in 1988, the new Star Trek spinoff had a brand new bag.
The Universal Translator is coming online, sir.
Ugly. Ugly. Giant. Bags of mostly water.
Bags of mostly water?
An accurate description of humans, sir. You are over 90% water surrounded by a flexible container.
The Star Trek The Next Generation episode Home Soil aired for the first time. And in 1993, a new sci-fi saga began on American television with the premiere of Babylon 5.
I was there at the dawn of the third age of mankind. It began in the Earth year 2257 with the founding of the last of the Babylon stations, located deep in neutral space.
The first season proper was over a year away, though ratings were strong enough that the show was picked up quickly while deals were worked out with cast and production companies. And in 1999, it was the last call in Vic Fontaine's club on Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
To the best friends a hologram ever had.
Yeah, yeah. Cheers.
I owe you. Big time.
Cheers, Vic.
Cheers.
Captain? Will you join me?
Out of the-
the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started to hum. Still, it's a real good bet, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine.
As the show aired one last episode before entering a mammoth 10-episode story arc to wrap up the series. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. If you want to witness video game history unfolding firsthand, thelogbook.com is the place to do it. With downloadable videos from the comprehensive chronology of Phosphor Dot Fossils to the origin stories of the industry told by those who lived it in the Best of CGE videos. Previously available only on DVD, you can now download the specific videos you want to see. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod with the procedure. The logbook.com Escape Pod was written and produced by our team.